This Steve Jones Show podcast is now loading. The Steve Jones Show podcast is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, and NIL Game Changers. Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by NIL Game Changers, Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, and Brewers Outlet. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
That's the one you guys use? Okay. I'm surprised they let me in the stadium after that. I remember it came out in December 2006, and I was doing the Rose Bowl 2 years later, and I said to Jack, I said, I wonder if they'll let me in. Now, I said all sorts of nice things about it. To me, it's like one of the greatest sports experiences ever. But, yeah.
You were probably all right as long as you had proof that you went to the parade earlier.
2008, I'm trying to think. I did go to the parade. Because I thought it was important to go see it once in 16 and in 22 or 23. No. I did not go to the parade. But in 2008, I did. 2008, I did go to the parade. So, and I actually walked up from the stadium and caught a glimpse of like 5 minutes of the parade in 1994. But, yeah. This half hour being brought to you by Sunbury Motors. 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors. Kia Routes 11 and 15. Hummel's Wharf online. SunburyMotors.com. Ford, Kia, Hyundai, best in new inventory. A lot of great comments about the vehicle to this point. Good-looking vehicle and runs even better. Great experience with Chris and the entire crew over at Sunbury Motors. And they will take great care of you. It is Sunbury Motors. 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. Okay, so let's get back to... Oh, Cotrillo posted his favorite calls of the spring sports season. Luke, get back here now. Mark, stop pouring sand on your brother's hair. Those are his best calls? I guess. Oh, well. Maybe it didn't go as well as we thought.
Maybe a 38-second long scream of just Tobias Harris's name.
No! He's going to shoot. No! Don't shoot. Oh, goodness gracious. Yeah. So the Kansas bill, even as much as it would benefit Eastern Kansas. Now, I would like to point out that Kansas City, Kansas, is where they have FC Kansas City plays, or is Sporting KC? It's Sporting KC, right? In MLS, Sporting KC's stadium is in Kansas. The racetrack that they use, I think they've had IndyCar there before, they've had NASCAR there. That's also in Kansas City, Kansas. So it's not like they don't have something over there. They do. But the votes were rather overwhelming in the Kansas legislature. So what this has done is give the Chiefs and the Royals leverage moving forward. Now, remember, Arrowhead Stadium is 52 years old. So they do have to do something with it. And they were looking for base money for not renovation, I think just back maintenance on it. See, that's one of the things about Beaver Stadium. Like, they're, oh, look at the price tag. They approved another $630 million. I mean, to be honest with you, about a quarter of that's back maintenance. And that's what they're doing right now. And on top of some other things. But, yeah. So Arrowhead, that's what they were looking for. The Royals were looking for an entirely new ballpark. And the problem they had was that when they went to put it on the vote in Kansas City, the Royals had not settled yet. On the location, and they did it really late. They picked, they had like two others, right?
Well, they picked a good time to be good again, I guess, then, if they're pushing for a stadium.
Well, I mean, again, but this, yeah, this, the Royals are better, but the problem they have was they couldn't settle or else get permission. Like, the first two places they picked, they finally picked a third place, like, eh, and the people were like, no. What I always laugh about is you'll always have always cracks me up is you'll have some university professor put out something about how a sports team doesn't really do a lot to help financially a downtown area, right? You've seen those, right?
Yes.
Right. Okay. When there's no game on a Tuesday, what have you noticed?
A little empty.
Nothing! Okay. That's my research. all those people coming down there, going to restaurants, whatever. I mean, a friend of mine just went to Fenway Park for the first time ever. And, you know, where do I go? What do I do? And I said, hey, you know, I said, yeah, not just the park, but you want to go to the Cast and Flagon. You want to go over there. It's right behind the left field wall. Why don't you go there? Jerry Remy's is a restaurant near there, right? I said, Dan, not only that, I said, you want to really go for the tourist experience? I said, why don't you go over to Cheers on Beacon? Like, wow. I mean, these are all they all get added business because the Red Sox are playing down there. And then plus the added business is in the north end because the Celtics made the finals. You don't think those restaurants are all doing well out there? I mean, come on. Meanwhile, John Miller, I believe, narrated a piece on Willie Mays. For Giants fans. And this is what the San Francisco Giants put out about Willie Mays. Let's see if we got it here. Hope we got it. Let's see. Give it a second here. Let's see if we can load it up and let her go. The Say Hey Kid. But phenomenal. I mean, you know, so many of the young people out there. Like, he retired in what, 74? Does that sound right?
Yeah.
73, 74? So you would have to, right now, if you are 55 years old, you might remember him. Right? I mean, how about that? You might, if you're 55, you might remember Willie Mays. That's... You think about that. He died at 93, so he retired at what, at 43?
A baseball legend. An American icon. Willie Mays, the Say Hey Kid, was a true giant of his time. Born in Westfield, Alabama in 1931, Mays began displaying his athletic prowess at an early age. Before he even graduated high school, he was playing center field for the Birmingham Black Barons of the Negro Leagues. In 1951, Mays emerged as a rising star for the then New York Giants. He won Rookie of the Year honors just 4 years after baseball's color barrier had been broken. For the next 23 seasons, his achievements would cement his title as one of the greatest players to ever play the game. In New York, he dazzled crowds at the Polo Grounds and led the team to a World Series championship. His charisma and joyfulness were infectious. He was often seen playing stickball with kids in the neighborhood. When the Giants moved west in 1958, he brought his exciting brand of baseball to a new audience in San Francisco. Making impossible catches, speeding around the bases, launching home runs, Willie's showmanship and style were undeniable.
Here's the pitch to Willie. Swung on, hit deep to left. That one is way back, way back, way back. Well, that's goodbye. Number 600 for Willie Mays and the bye-bye Baby Bonanza.
He was one of the greatest home run hitters of all time, with an incredible 660 career homers, even though he missed nearly two full seasons serving in the Army during the Korean War. He played in 24 All-Star games, tied for the most in National League history. He won 12 Gold Gloves and two Most Valuable Player awards. But his accomplishments off the field were also impactful. He remained a presence in the Giants clubhouse after his playing days, mentoring hundreds of young players. Forever a kid at heart, he also committed himself to supporting underserved youth throughout the rest of his life. Willie's impact echoes throughout the baseball community, from the tree-lined promenade of Willie Mays Plaza to the halls of Cooperstown. And in 2015, he received the Presidential Medal of Freedom to honor his remarkable contributions to our country and its national pastime. As baseball endures, so do Willie's values of consistency, dedication, and courage. With an indelible mark on our hearts, he leaves us with a lasting reminder to work hard and find joy in this great game and this extraordinary life. Say hey, Willie Mays. The best there ever was.
That's courtesy of the San Francisco Giants. John Miller with the narration.
So while that was going on, Steve, Dick from Milton called in and mentioned he doesn't remember much, but when he was in Cub Scouts, they saw Willie Mays play for Trenton in Sunbury when he was about 7 years old.
How about that? That's awesome. That's awesome. Like I said, I met him at a charity golf outing here in State College. I think Dick called and he talked about watching... What player are these? Playing for Scranton. May have been John Chaney.
Well, John Chaney played in Sunbury, I believe.
Sunbury, yeah. Yeah, John Chaney played in Sunbury.
I think Jim Boeheim played for Scranton. In the EBL.
Yeah. Yeah, John Chaney played for Sunbury. And he talked about, he called in about that.
Because when John Chaney passed away, I tried to get a hold of Dr. Jack Ramsey because they apparently played together here in Sunbury.
Right. Wow. Yeah. How about that? Oh, that's really cool. You got to see that. That's great. All right. We'll take a break. This half hour brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors, Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com and News Radio 1070 WKOK.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake, a service technician who really knows what he's doing. They can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Party time, game time, or just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewers Outlet time. The Beverage Supermarket has the area's largest beer selection. Imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating or just doing it up, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, wants to see you. And thank you for your years of patronage.
Spring has sprung, and it's time to dust off those insurance policies. For over 100 years, the Purdy Insurance Agency has been protecting families and businesses of the greater Susquehanna Valley and beyond. With the experience of our trained and knowledgeable staff, you can rest assured that your needs will be evaluated and met by some of the industry's best representatives. No matter what your insurance needs are, call Purdy Insurance today at 570-286-5855 or visit our website at purdyinsurance.com to see what we can do for you.
You want a unique way to display your brand. You need a team of seasoned experts to work with. You want to reach customers who buy. You want NIL Game Changers, a versatile consulting agency powered by former student athletes and coaches who work as NIL sports agents. NIL Game Changers will help you build powerful relationships with customers through compelling stories, with student athlete influencers as your leading edge. Finally, we'll equip you with the right media to drive your success home. NILGameChangers.org, building meaningful relationships with your customers.
All right, this half hour brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. Yeah, because I didn't, never saw Babe Ruth play, Lou Gehrig, it's mythology. But Willie Mays? Yeah. God, what a player. And when he ran and the cap would fly off the head, he was moving. Special, special, special player. Like I said, if you want to be really conservative, one of the top 10 players of all time, and again, you want to put him number one, go ahead. You are entitled. Probably better yet, maybe one of the top five players of all time, and you can pick anywhere, one through five. I'm not saying he's the fifth. I'm just saying he's one of the top five, and like the five guys that would be in the argument for best. So, yeah.
I saw somebody ask this, and I've been thinking about this for most of the last 12 hours. Who is now the greatest living Hall of Famer still alive?
Oh, boy. Who would be the greatest living Hall of Famer? Matt would say Derek Jeter.
No.
I just can't go there.
No.
That's a really hard one because there's a lot of names you can throw out there, like Cal Ripken. You could throw that name out there.
It's funny because it's one of those things where, you know, it was pretty, you know, I guess you could argue, but it was pretty obviously Willie Mays and maybe Mickey Mantle for the past, probably 40, 45 years.
Or Hank Aaron,
yeah. And now with those three passing within the last, you know, 5-8 years, who, you know, there's a bunch of people you can come up with, but there's nobody really head and shoulders right now like maybe those three were.
Yeah. I mean, because Tom Seaver's not passed away. Mercy me. That's a really good question. Who's the greatest living player? Sandy Koufax? Yeah, but again, remember, he retired at 30, and he won like 150 games, but was dominant in the World Series. 4 no-hitters, 1 perfect game. Sandy Koufax, maybe?
That's one of the great what-ifs with modern medicine. Mickey Mantle's knees and Sandy Koufax's elbow.
And Joe Namath's knees.
Joe Namath's knees, yeah.
I mean, it is... I mean, Gail Sayers, there's so many guys that were, they had knee surgery back then. It just did you in. Took you 2 years to get back. Now it's like, hey, you know, Adrian Peterson was back before the season was over. Rod Woodson played in the Super Bowl.
I can think of 2 high school kids that I had that blew their knee out in September and were back in almost 100% by the next September.
Stunning.
It is amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a really good question.
Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more, this is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by Brewers Outlet, NIL Game Changers, Sunbury Motor Company, and Purdy Insurance. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
All right, final half hour on a hot June day, brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarkets. Imports Domestics Microbrews, the best selection of beer anywhere. Wine coolers, water, lots of water, need to hydrate. Soft drinks, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and out every day. 6 great flavors of slushies. And the pickle bar, led by my 2 favorites, the barrels and the dills, indeed second to none. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. And don't forget, start thinking about stocking up for the 4th of July. It's going to be a Thursday. It just screams 4-day weekend.
Does it?
Oh. I'm sorry, but yeah, it does. Screams right. 4-day weekend.
I meant for us, too.
We'll talk about that. We'll see. Yeah, we'll talk about that. Yeah, that could very well be a maybe. You know, part of it's... I'll do whatever is best for you, I will do.
Oh. So. Don't act like I have a life.
Okay. You got more than you think.
Well, that's true, but...
Yeah. So, yeah, we talked about Willie Mays. We talked about the leverage now that the Chiefs and Royals have because the state of Kansas, it hasn't been signed by the governor yet, but based on what she's saying, I think she will sign it, which would then give the Royals and the Chiefs leverage with Missouri. Governor Mike Parsons of Missouri, by the way, has not commented yet on this. Because if the, say the Chiefs and the Royals were to leave, that would leave Missouri with, I think, what, only the St. Louis Blues. Oh, the Cardinals. Of course, they still have the Cardinals. My apologies. Yeah, they have the Cardinals and the Blues.
I was going to say the way the Cardinals have been playing the last 2 years, I get why you forgot.
But you know what? Well, I can't forget him because a guy I consider to be a friend's their manager, Ollie Marmol.
Huh. He was at State College.
He managed here 2 years with State College.
He was there when Nick Dunn was there, right?
No, Nick Dunn was after Ollie.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
I know I talked to the State College manager when he was out there. I thought maybe it was Ollie.
Was it Johnny Rodriguez, maybe?
That's who it was, now that you say it.
Johnny's a great guy.
Yeah, he was fun to talk to.
Oh, Johnny? Oh, fabulous. His son, Sean Rodriguez, played in the major leagues for years. And then Mike Schilt, who's the manager of the San Diego Padres. I mean, there are only 30 Major League Baseball managers in the world. Two of them were with the Spikes. Ollie Marmol and Mike Schilt. Schilty is the manager of the Padres.
I saw a fun video yesterday with him in it. Manny Machado got thrown out and said something to the umpire, and he came out, and it looks like they're arguing, and what he's saying is, what Schilt's saying to the umpire is, you know I have to come out here and do this, right? You know you got to run me. You know I have to get run, right? And the umpire's going, yes, I know. Yes, I know. Well, run me now, and then he tosses him out.
Yeah, there you go. Perfect. Yeah, but I've seen that stuff happen before too, where it's like, you know, you can always get. Do you know how many times I've seen something happen where, like, people say, they were yelling at each other on the sideline, right? What's the problem? Is there discord? And again, you have no idea what they're talking about. So I'd ask somebody, but I'd ask the principal. I'd like Joe would be the one I would ask. I said, some people said you were arguing on the sideline with one of the assistants. And he says, Steve? He says, I know you're asking to get context, he says, because somebody brought it up to you. I said, yeah, because I don't really care what's going on down there. Right. I really... I said, my guess is you guys were yelling about the same thing and you were both mad about the same thing. He goes, you're darn right. He said, we were both like, hey, can you believe he did that? I can't believe he did that either. You know, it's like they're like completely in simpatico. They're just both mad at the same guy.
I mean, other than Buddy Ryan on the Oilers sideline 30 years ago, most of the even if they are hollering at each other, it's mostly heat of the competition stuff most of the time anyway. It means nothing.
Yeah, a lot of times you'll see stuff like that. They're both mad about the same thing and not at each other. Okay. Oh, goodness gracious.
Players get into arguments on the sidelines all the time, too. I don't think people realize that. It's heat of the battle stuff, and sometimes somebody else's mistakes need to be pointed out if they don't realize it. And sometimes it comes across in an aggressive manner.
I mean, again, part of that is, you don't know what they're yelling about and who they're yelling it to, actually, unless you're actually there. It's one of those, it doesn't look good. Like, okay, it's all right.
Go back to Kelce and Andy Reid in the Super Bowl. The two people least concerned about that were Travis Kelce and Andy Reid.
Of course. And see, that's the way it is. Right? Stuff like that happens, heat of the moment, whatever, and the people involved are like, what? Oh, you're asking about that? Oh, no big deal to us. How can it not be a big deal? We all watched it. Like, okay, just settle down. I've said this many times. Sports is filled with a fair amount of mythology. And, and it's like... There's always that great Marv Levy line, and some had him mic'd up, and he is like, he screams out. Now, if you're just watching it, he's yelling at the official. He's, "You over-officious jerk." Right? And then it continues on. If you're watching from the stands, and he looks over at the assistant coach with a little sly smile on his face, and he says, "I went to college with that guy." Again, if you don't know, right? If you don't know, don't make assumptions. It was that great, the old TV show, which was out while Willie Mays was still active as a player, I might add, called The Odd Couple. Tony Randall and Jack Klugman. All right. And I can't remember what the circumstances were, but they're in court, and Randall, who plays Felix Unger, is defending himself. And the prosecutor said something about, "And we assume da da da, and we assume da da da, and we assume blah blah." And he gets up, and he goes, and he gets up on the blackboard, "Assume!" And he writes assume, A-S-S-U-M-E up there. Right? It says, "When you assume, you make," circles the A-S-S, "out of you and me." Never maybe a truer segment on TV than that.
I've heard that 1,000 times. I'm not sure I've ever knew that it was from The Odd Couple.
Yeah. At least that's where I saw it. And it was Tony Randall who did it. He was a brilliant. Jack Klugman and Tony Randall were outstanding actors. And Klugman played Oscar Madison, and you know, sports writer, papers all over the place. Unger, very prim, proper, nothing out of place.
I feel like that's what would happen if it was you in the suit in an apartment.
I would attempt to live in the street before.
Hopefully you're not as persnickety as
No, nobody Felix. Is. Nobody is. Nobody is. Nobody is on the face of the earth. But I would probably go over to Dunham's and buy a tent. All right. We'll take a break. We'll come back with more in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by Brewers Outlet.
Party time, game time, or just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewers Outlet time. The Beverage Supermarket has the area's largest beer selection. Imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating or just doing it up, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, wants to see you. And thank you for your years of patronage.
Spring has sprung, and it's time to dust off those insurance policies. For over 100 years, the Purdy Insurance Agency has been protecting families and businesses of the greater Susquehanna Valley and beyond. With the experience of our trained and knowledgeable staff, you can rest assured that your needs will be evaluated and met by some of the industry's best representatives. No matter what your insurance needs are, call Purdy Insurance today at 570-286-5855 or visit our website at purdyinsurance.com to see what we can do for you.
When car repairs get difficult.
Well, I just don't know.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. More than quality new and used cars, Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. While Sunbury Motors factory trained techs take care of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections. Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday. Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai. North 4th Street, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of auto repair.
Hi, this is Steve Jones. Join me on Wednesday, August 7th at the Susquehanna Valley Country Club for the 33rd Annual Truman H. Purdy Memorial Golf Tournament. Get your four-person scramble team together to support the Greater Susquehanna Valley YMCA. There are loads of prizes, including hole-in-one, closest to the flag, longest drive, and more. Call 570-556-4191 to get registered and then join me and Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation Wednesday, August 7th at the 33rd Annual Truman H. Purdy Memorial Golf Tournament. All right, let's get everybody up to date on scores. There are games being played today. Brian Reynolds hit a solo homer in the eighth inning, and the Pirates beat the Reds 1-0. How about that? That was it. The Pirates' pitching was outstanding today. And the Reynolds home run, by the way, went to center field. But Hunter Green started for Cincinnati. Struck out nine, didn't walk a batter. It was great. Pirates, same thing. I mean, Mitch Keller went today, went seven innings, struck out seven, walked two. And then Bednar closed it out. Holderman got the win. But Brian Reynolds hit the home run. They won 1-0 over Cincinnati, taking two out of three in that series. Cardinals and Marlins, 3-3, top of the eighth. Phillies and Padres, 1-1. In the top of the seventh, Phillies had a dramatic 4-3 win last night. I believe Nick Castellanos drove in the winner, didn't he?
Yeah. He ended up with four hits.
Which may, if he starts to break out of it, okay. And,
I was going to say, I watched that game from the sixth inning on, and they didn't do a thing with the Padres bullpen until the ninth inning. They're just, they're nuts. Right.
Yeah. So, right now, the Phillies and Padres 1-1. Bryce Harper is homered in that game, and it's 1-1 top of the seventh. Giants, Cubs scoreless bottom of the second. Braves beat the Tigers 7-0 in that one, as the Braves pitching staff put together an 8-hit shutout. And Lopez, Bummer, Hernandez, and Holmes combined on the 8-hitter. Bummer, by the way, is the worst ERA of the group, 3.20.
Okay.
You know, it's a long shot, but, you know, you were talking, you said the Pirates score, and you talked about Mitch Keller. You know, the Pirates have a real good shot of surprising people if they can figure out a way to get one of those wild card spots with Jones, Keller, and Skeens at the top of that rotation. They could cause some people some trouble if they figure out a way to get in there. Now, figuring out a way to get in there is a whole different deal.
Now, Bednar has also started to come on as the closer, which has helped. Remember, he got off to a slow start. His ERA still over 5, but it looks like he's starting to get a little better groove out there, which helps. His last two outings, he's got 3 strikeouts. Yeah.
You know, I think when we talked to John Parrotto the first time, we talked a little about Bednar, and, you know, he was going through that dead arm phase at that point and wondering if maybe if they should have, maybe sat him down a little bit at the beginning of the year, and then he blows those 3 saves, and now he's right. And you wonder, maybe they should have sat him down for that first couple weeks and got him right.
Yeah, maybe. But the problem with the Pirates is the offense. They just don't generate a lot of offense. I mean, I know it was only one game that I went to, but I saw the Red Sox play the Pirates, and the Red Sox, they did a bullpen day, and they won the game 6-1. I mean, the Pirates couldn't generate anything, Todd. And, like, even today, they win the game, but they win the game 1-0. Well, a win's a win, but they won the game 1-0.
Other than Reynolds and Key Brian Hayes, I mean...
Well, I mean, McCutcheon's good. I mean, he can still hit.
He's late 30s at this point.
O'Neill Cruz is an analytics guy. You know, like, oh, my God, the ball left at 115 miles an hour. Well, he hadn't hit the ball once in 2 weeks. I mean, so, I guess he was saving it up for the big moment. Cade Povich tonight against Gerrit Cole. Orioles and Yankees in the Bronx. Orioles 2.5 back of the Yanks. So Gerrit Cole makes his first start tonight.
Again, I said this earlier. I think that one's going to be a little trippy tonight. Neither of those teams are happy with each other currently.
Yeah, and they just brought Cole off the 60-day IL. Aaron Judge is listed as day-to-day, but then again, aren't we all? So, yeah. And, so the Yankees did win 4-2 last night. So Gerrit Cole, Cade Povich tonight in game two of this three-game set. Interesting series. Very interesting. Anything else of interest here? Nope. And, of course, last night, Edmonton beat Florida 5-3. So, after being down 3-0, they go back to Alberta. All 2,540 miles of it. Right? All 2,540 miles of it. And we'll see. Can they force a seventh and deciding game? And for Yankee fans, the big relief is Aaron Judge. The x-rays were negative. Unfortunately, they examined the opposite hand. No? Not true.
I don't. Well, they're a little better now. That a couple years ago, that might you might have been able to talk people into that with that Yankees training staff.
I know. Oh my goodness! Wow. Yeah. So. I already got my 9 holes in today, so.
Yeah. Today was the day you want to tee off at 6:30 in the morning.
I went out at 10:30. And I figured I'd try and get 9 holes in before the show. Because this afternoon, I'm going to go over in a couple minutes, watch some of the Penn State basketball practice, and then I have a Spikes game tonight. And so I thought, you know, I really want to get out, because I didn't get out yesterday. I did not get out yesterday. And it was a cooker out there. But I played 9 holes, and the first time in my life, I've never done this before. I shot even par 36. Like, wow. Shocker.
I might have texted me and say, you're on your own for half an hour. I'm finishing off this round.
No. How I got there, I chipped in for birdie. I bogeyed the first 2 holes I played. The next 7, I had 5 pars, 2 birdies. Well, I chipped in for birdie on the last hole, on the 9th hole. Like, if it did not go in, there's no question in my mind I was going to get bogey on that. Even though I putted really well today, I was like, so I was on the verge of 38 versus 36.
So instead of finishing the round, you George Costanzas it and left them all wanting more, right?
I walked out of there and I said, no, time to leave. let's not chance doing anything else here. We've done all we can do here.
Not getting any better.
Exactly. See, even Wetzel would be impressed, although only slightly. Wetzel shoots low to mid-70s all the time.
Nothing surprises me least.
Oh, with Wetzel?
No.
Wetzel's a cool dude, man. Cool dude.